A leading human rights group has called on Saudi Arabia to probe the recent violence during a regime crackdown on undocumented migrant workers. Human Rights Watch has warned of a humanitarian disaster if the workers remain held in Saudi deportation centers. The Arab Kingdom in the Persian Gulf launched a clampdown on illegal migrant workers earlier last month. This after a seven-month amnesty for the workers to formalize their status or leave the country came to an end. Saudi authorities said in November that four people were killed and some others injured in the crackdown. Now, Human Rights Watch says Saudi officials spent months branding foreign workers as criminals in the media and stirring up anti-migrant sentiments to justify their crackdown tactics. It also says thousands of these workers are in makeshift centers without adequate food, shelter, or medical attention. The rights group has urged Riyadh to release the detained workers. Joining us now is Dr. Nasir Al-Omari. He's a writer and political commentator from New York via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, Human Rights Watch has called it a humanitarian disaster in the making. Do you see it that way too?
Yes, from the way the Human Rights Watch described it, we are talking about makeshift places where these workers are supposed to be deported to back to Ethiopia. They also describe a situation where people are not given enough food. This is really reminiscent of concentration camps. There are reports of the Saudi civilians participating with the Saudi police in attacking these workers in their neighborhoods. There are reports of rape and people being evicted out of their homes, women and men separated. This is a stunning. It's amazing that the world watches this and doesn't do anything about it.
Right. Now, there are those critics of the Saudi monarchy that point out that these practices have been happening in the kingdom at a much smaller scale for years now. Do you agree with that? And if so, then why hasn't this been made a bigger issue before?
Well, I do agree with that. To be honest with you, a government and a regime that does that to its own people, there are about 11 human rights activists who stood up and spoke about the illegal treatment of other activists in the kingdom, and they have been imprisoned. They are being held without any legitimate charges. The legal system itself is defective. The laws are not written. These clerics make up the law as they go. There is no public registry of the judiciary, what it does. I'm not surprised at all that these poor workers are exposed to this inhumanity, because the Saudi people themselves are being exposed to all kinds of human rights violations.
Okay, that was Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. They're joining us from New York. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, Doctor.